What do you call a room at the top?
Covering the top of the house.
What do you call a what?
A room upstairs at the top of the house.
Attic.
Mm-hmm. And a room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
And do you have... Some houses have a little room that's right off the kitchen where they keep keep canned goods and extra dishes.
Well, that was their pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you, way back years ago on that, now your kitchen wasn't connected to the house. Your kitchen used to set off to one side.
It did. That's neat. And did it have a pantry out by it?
Oh, yeah. In other words, your kitchen was built out from your house, and you done your cooking and your eating out here.
Oh, I see.
And most your cooking then was done on the fireplace, too.
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Okay, well, we were talking about junk before. Did you ever... There are some houses that are so big that they have an extra room they can use just to put junk in.
Yeah.
What would you call that room?
Attic, or they put up an attic, or sometimes they have a junk room in the basement. It all depends on where the house was built.
Now, have you ever heard that called a plunder room?
Yeah.
Any other?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. If you're speaking of the daily housework, you'd say a woman does what every morning?
Well, clean up the house.
Okay, fine. What do you sweep with?
Broom.
If the broom's in the corner, and let's see, well, you don't have a good example here, but if a broom's in the corner and a door opens out in front of it, you say the broom is where compared to the door?
Behind the door.
Okay. Years ago, on Monday, women usually did their...
Washing.
And on Tuesday?
Ironing.
And what might you call both washing and ironing together?
Laundry.
Okay. How do you get... Is this easy? How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Stairs.
All right. Would you use a different word for that if they were outside?
Steps.
Okay. Now, to you, this is a porch, right? And that's a porch?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a porch, and mm-hmm. that's a porch, but they're all different, kind of.
That's right.
What would you call, supposing this one ran around the house on three sides, would that still be called a porch, mm-hmm. or would it have a different name?
That would be called a porch.
Okay. How about if it was on the second story?
Balcony.
All right. Okay, that's all I have about porches. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would ask someone to please...
Close the door.
Okay. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Weatherboard.
I'm sorry?
The weatherboarding.
Uh-huh. Okay. You might say, if you're in your car, what are you doing?
You mean if you're traveling?
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you... You do something in your car.
Drive it.
Okay. And you say, yesterday I got in my car and I...
Drove so-and-so.
Okay, fine. And then you might say, ever since I got my license, I have...
Been driving.
Okay. What do you call the part across the top of the house?
Roof.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Valleys. Gutters.
Okay. Do you know what an L is?
An L?
Uh-huh. L. It has something to do with the roof.
I don't kind of understand what you mean.
I don't either. I don't know what it is. I just thought I'd ask you and see if you did. ELL.